It is the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 Daddy Game, because you got basketball, you got a lot of it. Though right now it's not very close basketball. If last night was the nail biter of the conference finals, that didn't say much for the conference finals, which have been blowout after blowout after blowout. And if you want to, if you're sick and tired of the Golden State Warriors, you want to blame somebody, you can blame Travis Schlenk. He was part of the building of that, man of mercy.
That juggernaut.
41-point win. Unbelievable. He joins us this morning again on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Right out the gate. Andre Iguodala, they're slated that he might not play tonight. How important is he to that lineup of the Golden State Warriors?
He's an important piece. You know, Andre is one of those Swiss Army knife type of guys. You know, he handles the ball, he defends, you know, he rebounds, he creates and makes plays for others. So he's an important piece of what they do.
You know, just looking at this, looking at the blowouts here, here's the list, Travis. In seven games so far, last night's 9-point win by the Cavaliers was the closest of the seven games. Boston won by 13, Golden State won by 19, Houston won by 22, Boston won by 25, Cleveland won by 30, and, of course, Golden State won by 41 points. What is this? I mean, isn't this supposed to be playoff basketball where it kind of goes down to the wire in overtime? And
yeah, I mean, I think what you're seeing is with the advent of the three-point line becoming so much a greater part of the game, is you're seeing a lot more volatility in scoring. If a team has a great night shooting the ball, you know, the game Houston won, you know, P.J. Tucker goes, I think it was 7 for 8 or something like from the field and hit, you know, 5 or 6 three-pointers. So what you're seeing with a three-point line is if a team gets hot, they can really pour it on. You know, obviously, the Golden State game the other night, you know, Curry goes, whatever it was, 10 for 12 from the field in the second half. So when a three-point shot, when a guy or a team gets hot, you're going to see a lot more unbalanced scores.
Well, enough of that, Trevor. Let's talk about last weekend. Did anybody at the mini combine for the NBA, did anybody wow you? I mean, I know you can't say anybody's names, but was there anybody that you saw that you like, listen, I need that guy on my squad right there?
Well, so the big thing with the combine now is a lot of the top guys, you know, they don't participate. You know, they'll do the interviews and they'll get measured, but when it comes to playing 5-on-5, you know, those guys aren't playing. So the guys that were playing were a lot of the underclassmen, as you guys know. There's 260 underclassmen that put their names in a draft. So, you know, you'll get those guys playing, and what they're doing is they're looking to see if they can get a commitment from a team saying, or, you know, from several teams, that they'll get a hard look in the first round. So, you know, the top guys aren't playing, unfortunately, but it's still a good opportunity to get to see some of those younger guys as they try to establish themselves in their draft position.
So speaking of the guys that did the interviews, were there any crazy answers to some of the questions that you asked? Oh, you thought I was going to forget, didn't you? You thought I was going to forget.
Jumps out. Nothing jumps out this time.
Okay.
We tried. I mean, yeah, it's Travis Schlenk talking about the draft combine after the draft lottery in Chicago and much more. Speaking of that draft combine, Georgia Tech got some bad news, really, in a way, that Josh Okogie is going to go to the NBA and forego returning to Georgia Tech, and that's a kind of a big loss, I think, for Josh Pastner. These guys, sometimes, are they taking flyers and projecting themselves and being NBA picks? I'm not talking about Okogie. I want to be clear here, Travis. I'm not talking about Okogie himself. Do you see guys who are saying and raising their hands saying, okay, I've been invited to the combine, therefore I'm going to the NBA, and you as an executive go, okay, good luck to you?
I mean, that certainly happens. Like I said, there's only going to be 60 guys drafted in the draft, as you guys know, and, you know, we had 260 underclassmen put their name in. You know, so that means there's roughly 200 people that are, you know, getting bad advice or, you know, could make a bad decision. Now, a lot of those guys could back out of the draft, and we've already seen some of them do it. But if you get invited to the combine, there's only 70 guys there, so you like to think you have a chance of getting drafted. And as far as each individual decision, you know, a lot of times we just don't know. You know, it could be the kid's family situation where they feel like they need to help support their family financially. It could be an academic situation where the kid knows that he's you know, going to be ineligible next year, or, you know, it could just be as simple as, you know what, I'm ready to get on with the next stage of my life, or, you know, maybe there's a coaching change at the school and the coach the kid signed up for got fired and they brought in a new coach, and instead of transferring and sitting out in a year, that they're ready to move on. So there could be a lot of different factors of when it comes to kids putting their names into the draft.
And talking with Travis Schlenk, a couple of things about the top of the draft. Mo Bamba from Texas, the center from Texas, they measure his wingspan at 7'10". Is that a game changer for him?
Well, it's certainly not a bad thing. You know, we had a chance to sit down and talk with Mo, and he's different than a lot of the kids out there. He, you know, he doesn't have an agent. He's representing himself. He walked into the interview room and, you know, handed his business cards, and, you know, on his business card, he's got his office line and his cell phone. I know when I was 19 years old, it never even crossed my mind to have an office line. So he's a different kid. He's, you know, a lot more mature than a lot of these kids. So he's got a lot of physical tools. He's got great anticipation on the defensive end to protect the rim. You know, the thing with him is he's just got to get stronger. He's obviously very long and very lean, and, you know, he's got to get some mass on his frame.
7'10". I mean, that's insane. 84 inches for, or what is it? You know, I mean, unbelievable. You know, 94 inches, actually, right? We're talking about Travis Schlenk. We're talking to him about the NBA draft and the combine. There has been no more person, Travis, that has been talked about over the last week than Luka Doncic. Now, he wins the EuroLeague MVP. There are hints from his camp that they want to kind of maybe, I don't know, pick or choose the team that they go to. Phoenix comes out and says, you know, we're amenable and open to trading the number one pick. What do you make of Doncic and how he kind of falls and his impact on this draft and some of the things that are going on?
Yeah, we had a chance to sit down with his agent last week in Chicago and try to get a read on the situation. And his agent obviously was flying over to the Final Four in Belgrade, and he'll get back to the States this weekend, and we're going to circle back with him. You know, he's in a, you know, what he's been able to accomplish in Europe is we've never seen before. You know, a 19-year-old kid, as you mentioned, you know, been the MVP of the Final Four, MVP of EuroLeague, won a European championship. It's just what he's been able to accomplish at his age has never been duplicated over there. He's got really good size at 6'8". He's got really good court vision, his ability to pass the ball. He's a good shooter, not a great shooter, but, you know, that's one thing that guys get better at with a lot of repetition. And obviously in the NBA, you know, you get nothing but repetition. And, you know, his body, his frame, he's got a good frame. He's got the ability to add good weight. So he's certainly an intriguing prospect. And with his basketball IQ and his ability to make his teammates better for his age and just his maturity on the court is really impressive.
You know, Travis, speaking of some of those workouts that you had last week, I want to talk a little bit about a kid from UGA, Yatin Matin. Did he show you anything that would lead you to believe that he could probably be NBA ready?
You know, he's got a good frame. He's got good size. He's got good skill playing out on the perimeter for a big. He's, you know, can make mid-range jump shots. You know, can he stretch that out to the NBA three-point line, I think, is going to be important for him. Mm-hmm. But he's got good passing skills on the perimeter. So he did a nice job up there. You know, he's not the world's greatest athlete, but, you know, he beat you with his basketball IQ out there.
So, Travis, what's for you and Coach Pierce now between now and the draft? What's next?
We are working on filling out his staff, trying to get that in place. Tomorrow we're going to fly up to New York. Now the big thing is agent workouts, so all the different agencies will have all their different clients workouts. So we'll fly up there to XL Sports Management's having theirs tomorrow up in New York, so we'll fly up there and watch those. And, you know, it's just a good chance to – there's really scripted workouts. You don't get a ton of it watching the kids, but it's just a chance to get, you know, FaceTime with the kids again and spend some time with the agents and – just, it's part of the process now. So we've got those tomorrow, and then next week we'll be out in L.A. for the same thing. There's like five or six of them out in L.A. next Tuesday, Wednesday, one in Vegas on Thursday, and then we'll be back here And then we've got workouts coming up here as well, and where we'll bring guys into Atlanta the next few days, next couple weeks, obviously, as well.
It's always a pleasure, Travis. Very interesting times. It's never a downtime. The off-season. Ha, ha, ha. Right, off-season. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks, Travis. Do appreciate your updates.